Tuesday night. Shabbos Halvavos. Shar HaBitachon. Perek Revi'i. Page Kuf Nun Beis, I think. Kuf Nun Gimel we finally moved into. Okay, so he's talking about the new paragraph. He's talking, he has seven things on his list and how to apply Bitachon. Hey, grab a seat. You have a sefer? Yeah. Seven things on his list. Number four was the area of mitzvahs, where he says, don't have bitachon when it comes to mitzvahs. Then he pulled back a little. He said, well, you have to have bitachon that you could fulfill. Then he's number four, that you'll accomplish. You decide, you plan. That's not up to Hashem, so to speak. It's up to you. But the success is up to Hashem. Now he's up to number five on his list of seven things, and this is also mitzvahs, except it's mitzvahs where other people are involved, giving tzedakah, teaching Torah, giving people mussar, keeping secrets, he says, the whole kibud of aim, kiruv rechokim, telling people eitzes, protecting the weak segments of society, all of these things are mitzvahs, and they have to do with other people. So at first he says, well, it's the same thing as number four. It's a mitzvah. So when it comes to the bechira to do good, that's, you can't have bitachon in that. That's up to you. When it comes to planning, how are you going to implement your bechira? How are you going to implement your decision? So that also, there's no bitachon. That's up to you. You have to use your head and figure out how. And when it comes to accomplishing, so then it's up to Hashem, and you have bitachon that Hashem will allow your efforts to bear fruit, and you have to daven for that, and you shouldn't assume it will happen. You can't assume that just because you made the right bechira, and just because you made a wonderful plan, you can't assume it's going to work. It might fail, right? We have a very, very long list of failures in history and in our own lives, where we think we made the right choice and we made a very decent plan and it failed. How many people, in anything, whether it's in moving to Eretz Yisrael or in giving tzedakah or in making a yeshiva, I mean, people are involved. Look at this long list of things he gives, and then they fail. So that's the same as number four. I want to move on. Because till now it's the same as number four. In number five, so what's the difference? Why did he make a point of number five? He says that part of what will bring success, in other words, he's talking about bitachon and applying bitachon. So bitachon is only in the last stage, that you should be successful. I'm relying on Hashem to be successful. I know it's not up to me, it's up to Hashem. And the whole Shar Bitachon applies to mitzvahs also in the last stage only, but it applies in the last stage. That is, I'm relying on Hashem to be successful. So then he says, like, conditions. Now it's interesting, he did not say these conditions. Thank you. You might notice, if you've been following along and if you remember, so he didn't say any conditions by regular bitachon, by parnosa, by health, by friends. He didn't say any conditions. I mean, the conditions were to have bitachon. And then if Hashem will work out here, he throws in conditions. What? One condition is to daven. Another condition is, he says, but before I say the next condition, because to daven he said in number four also, that you have to daven. The reason is because you're getting schar. He says a big chiddush. Because even though that's not you, it's not you, that's Hashem. You're going to get schar, he said. He said this in number four. Not only for your bechira, which, like, so to speak, certainly you get schar for, that was your decision. You had the good bechira. You planned how the bechira will be implemented, get schar for that. Then he said it's up to Hashem, number three. If you become the vehicle through which this good thing happens, I want to be mevaka chole. I make a decision, I'm going to get up early, I'm going to go to the hospital, I'm going to take a taxi, I'm going to go outside, I'm going to take a taxi. And you get there and you're successful. They let you in, it's visiting hours, whatever it is. You make it. You don't have a flat tire on the way. Chas v'shalom, get sick on the way. You know, what could be? Who knows what could be? You're successful. So you get schar now for the Yom Mavaka Chola. So now, it makes sense to me that there should be conditions. Because why should you get schar? That totally was not your doing. That was Hashem's. So you get schar. So therefore, you know, you get schar for being a tool. Hashem used you as the tool that a good thing in the world should happen. So that's a good thing, and you get schar. So now, what are the conditions? You have to daven. That he said in number four. Now he makes another condition. And that's why number five is its own. That's why it has its own place on the list of seven things. It's just a mitzvah. What do you care? It's with a person. He said you have to do it not to have the other person being beholden to you. That is why in number four this wasn't no geya. It was just between you and Hashem. Here you're involved with other people. Your motive has to be pure. Your motive has to be l'shem Hashem, not so that the other person should like you. There's nothing wrong if you want the other person to like you, but that's not your motivation. If your motivation shouldn't be that the other person should not to be, well, let's go Bahadroga, not to be praised. Oh, look at this guy, look what he did, you know. Not to be praised or to get kavod, which already knocks out like 80%. Lolish tabeach, not to be praised, v'lolish skabi, not to be honored, v'lolish kabel gemul mehem, and not to payback time, baby. No, not for that. I mean, any politician, like, you know, we're learning it. It sounds like a big frumkeit, but if people would examine their actions, so much of what we do is because we want payback. Lolish manos berosh aleihem. Oh, they'll see he's very good. He's Isaac B'tzarchi Tzibur. The next thing you know, he's running for city councilman. And next thing you know, he's running for mayor. And next thing you know, he's sitting in jail for taking bribes. The Yiftach al Hashem. Oh, and then he has Bitochon Bafolas with the accomplishment of Masha Choshev La'asos Mehem, Kifimai Sherotzi L'fonov Yisaleh, based on his proper bechira, achar sheyischanein lefonov, after you daven to Hashem, you should be successful. Oh, now comes something that the Chovetz Chabad says many, many times throughout the Sefer, and this is the hardest thing in the world. V'yishtadl b'cholela, anything you do when you're involved with other people, in order to exhibit the purity of thought that the Chovetz Chabad wants you to have. Again, the Chaim Zalbavus, there's no question, writes, I don't want to use the word extreme, but he aims for the ideal. I'm learning with the ladies Sunday night, Shara Vodas Elokim. So on the highest Madrega, it's like, come on, we're not talking about people, we're talking about Malachim. The Chaim Zalbavus doesn't mind. Throughout the Sefer, he tells you what the ideal is, and he wants you to strive for the ideal. Maybe you'll never get there, but he doesn't want to water down the ideal. He wants you to know what the ideal is. You don't water it down to make it palatable. Adarabba, a big danger in learning Chovetz Chabad is that it seems unattainable when he gets to an extreme. Like now, he says, really, in all of these things, you have to try kafi yacholto lahaster myself. No one should know about it. Do it anonymously. Obviously, unless it's necessary, need to know. Everything you do, he says this in number five, because you have to work on this. Because, you know, number four is private. So you can go out of your way to make sure people know about it. But the natural state of the mitzvahs of number four would be private. Here it's talking about public. So the natural state is that people would know about it. He says, try your best that the only people that know about it is on a need-to-know basis. You pay for the chasana of your soma, you try it only on a need-to-know basis. You don't make sure it gets leaked to the papers. He says schar, but you know, it's not like you're not looking for schar. You're not supposed to be looking for schar. It's just this is the best way of showing that it's more chashuv in the eyes of Hashem. So that's why he says it that way. The schar of someone that does, he says this countless times throughout the sefer. The schar of someone does something private, anonymously, is yoser min ha'oser begolui. Because, I'm explaining why, because then you're assured, as much as possible, of purity of thought, of motivation, and the name of the sefer happens to be Chayvus Halvavos, and therefore he's interested that your lathe should be doing it for the right reason, that solidifies, that gives the that's what the whole sefer is about. How the lave gives the chashivas to your actions. So the more pure your action is, the more l'shem shemayim it is, the more pure motivation. Yeah. Let me finish. Umash iyev shalola hastiro. What's impossible? You know, you can't hide everything. People are going to know. Let's face it. People are going to know. Yiskar es haklal shehekdamnu. Then you mamish have to work harder at what we've learned about bitachon till now. That you say, oh, they're going to find out, and I'm going to become elected mayor now, or I'm going to get the promotion, or I'm going to get the job, or I'm going to get a good shidduch, or I'm going to get a good this, I'm going to get a good that. People are going to like me, and this. He says, the best thing is no one should know. So then you don't have to worry about these treif thoughts. Again, treif as an ideal. Obviously, I mean, this is a big problem by people like Gift Stalker. I say problem because most of those want people to know who gave them Stalker. They feel it's a shekel. I mean, it's a normal shayla. Someone will come and ask, let someone come to me. It's very normal. Someone comes and says, I want to give tzedakah to the shul. I want to give $5,000. I go to Yechavis HaVavashir. I think I can handle it being anonymous. But wouldn't it be good if people know I gave? And, you know, there's very sincere shayla. People see, oh, he gave $5,000. I'll give $2,000. I'll give $1,000. You know, it's good for people to know. Nobody knows, so then everybody's looking around, no one's giving. Why should I give? I don't want to be the friar. So that's a heavy shayla. What? Yeah, well, that's what we're saying. But the Chavis HaVoda says there's a very, very big inyan that people shouldn't know. So what I've told people is to split the difference. You let it be known that you gave $2,500. Really? So people know you gave a choshev, I don't mean split, mamish. People know you gave like a pretty significant amount, and you'll be mekayim the chayvus haldavos by not telling the real amount that you gave. You really gave 5,000. And you'll tell people you gave 3,000. It's okay. No one's going to copy you so fast, even for the 3,000. Halavai, yeah. That's a possible compromise. A possible. Sometimes no. Sometimes you don't. You know, you want people. People should see someone gave $5,000. Like that does the trick. The shikol adas. You're dealing with chayvus halvavos. You're not dealing with chayvus ha'ibarim. There's no black and white answer. It's a gray area. But let's at least. He says this countless times. The anonymous act is the purest act, the most chashuv in the eyes of Hashem. If it's Kvod Hashem Haster Dover, the more anonymous it is, the more chashuv it is, because then the more pure it is. If people have to know, then you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Then you're in a dangerous territory. So you have to keep reminding yourself, that no one can help you unless Hashem was gozer. They no, right? You know, don't get carried away with now you're going to get the job, now you're going to get all the good things are going to flow, now people are going to like you, you're going to get a raise in salary, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, now they won't fire you, now they'll... Everything is Gzeres Hashem. Now we go back to good old Bitachon. Nothing in the world, nobody has the power to do anything good to you, for you, unless it's a Gzeres Hashem that it should happen. And if it's a Gzeres Hashem it should happen, then it doesn't have to happen through this person. It'll happen through Harbe Shluchim Lamakom. And if there's, then no one can harm you unless there's a Gzar Din from Hashem that he should be able to harm you. You think he's harming you, he's helping you, it's not true. So he says, if people have to know about what you're doing, then you have to work hard. You have to remember what we've been learning about ad infinitum, some would say ad nauseum, in Shara Bitachon, She'ena toelas v'hanezik min hanivroim. No one has the ability to harm you or hurt you. Ki im b'shus habor yisaleh. V'imzimen Hashem al yodo tova, yachshav b'libo she'i tova olav. If Hashem made you successfully do a good thing, and people have to know about it, that's just the way it went, people know about it, which is 90% of the time. Actually, how would I know? Maybe it's, right? We don't know. How do you know? Because you don't know. And if Hashem allows you to be successful at doing this mitzvah and chesed, what should make you feel good is that you did the will of Hashem and Hashem is pleased with you. It shouldn't concern you that people are praising you. If you want to know a way to accomplish this, it's very hard. Just remember that today they're praising you, tomorrow they're going to be calling your names. People are very fickle, right? People are praising you when you did something good for them. Tomorrow you'll turn out to do something that they don't like, so you'll be a bum. Don't desire honor, and then you'll become a balgaiva. I mean, we see this every day. And now you're going to ruin everything. You did a good deed. Hashem made you successful. You have the ability to ruin it, he says. You're going to start expectations of adulation, of people giving you kavod and praise, then the worst thing is that you'll start believing it. You'll start believing what's the lashon? He's such a balgaiva, he believes his own press releases. Right? It'll become a balgaiva, and that's the yovedus matarosu v'kavonos l'tnei Hashem. The yafsid masav, everything will go down the tubes now. You're doing it l'shem kavod. Okay, not down the tubes. Mitach shaloi l'shma bo l'shma. But he's on a downhill slide. V'yimad gemulo, he'll just lose schar. His actions won't be that pleasing in the eyes of Hashem anymore. V'avor hazeh b'mekomo brezus Hashem. The real place where he discusses at length purity of action is in the next shar yichud hamaisa. That's the purity of action. So okay, so now we're going to go on to number 6 tomorrow night. No reason. We'll learn tomorrow night. I mean, I have that shear they conned me into giving. So I'll be finished 8:30. We'll come up tomorrow. So that's number 5. Tomorrow we'll move on to number 6. Okay.